Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Jody Lowe with Leadership Lowdown, powered by UN Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. Leadership Lowdown is a radio series dedicated to shining a spotlight on Valley business leaders and sharing the real stories behind their rise to the top. We want to know the truth about what it takes to truly succeed in life and in business. And we're here to uncover these leaders' journeys, the pitfalls, the victories, and all of the heartaches and triumphs in between. And today, I am so glad to have in studio a new friend, Thomas Ferraro, who is the president of Agile Media Group. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jody.
Absolutely glad to have you here. And an older friend, not in age, but in years that we've known one another a little bit longer, Mr. Brad Klein, the president of Paid in Full. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both here.
Fun.
Yeah.
Afternoon or morning again. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I think we're right on the cusp, but that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Glad to have you both here in studio.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't tuned into Leadership Lowdown or aren't familiar, the whole purpose of our show is to really shine a spotlight on what it is you do, but more importantly, why do you do it? How did you get there? Sharing with the audience more about what it takes to really, again, succeed in life and business and how do you juggle it all that fun stuff. So we'll start some questions and kind of get an idea of how it all started. I know both of you are fathers, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Absolutely.
Two and two. Do you each have two kiddos?
That is correct.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. How old are yours, Thomas?
Seven and four.
They okay. A little bit younger. I think Brad and I got you topped with some teens and preteens.
Yes. What's that like? Tell me.
Good luck. Brace yourself. No. It's good. It's good.
Girls,
all good.
Yeah. 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 Now you have two daughters or son?
Daughter older. And my son is four.
Daughter, son. Okay. Okay. Then.
And I've got a 15 and a 12-year-old.
There
both girls.
You go. Two girls. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. It's fun ages. And then obviously balancing business and all of that. So, so let's hear a little bit about how you got started. Thomas, I'm not as familiar. So share a little bit about your background and how you started this amazing Agile Media Group.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I guess we're amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I moved to Arizona in 2002. I have some loving Italian parents.
Nice.
I felt like I was a little bit sheltered.
Yes.
And
you moved here from New York, correct?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I was a native of New York. I lived in New York till I was about 26. And I just wanted to, you know, sounds cheesy, to spread my wings.
Yep. Yeah.
Wasn't unhappy where my trajectory was headed, but
sure.
I also saw the, you know, circle of folks that I was surrounding myself with, and I wanted to grow.
Yeah.
I actually have some family in Tucson. And
nice.
I always had a, I don't know, penchant for art.
Nice.
But I kind of gave it up for a few years and the passion kind of was reinstilled. So I visited Tucson, drove up to the Art Institute of Phoenix, checked it out, and I made a pretty quick decision.
Oh, wonderful.
I had a sales background and again, very fulfilling, but just wanted to experience new things. I'm obviously glad I did.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. So you've been here, was it 15, 16?
Almost 17.
17.
It may actually be 17. It was March of 2002.
Wow. Now, so what was the background leading up to starting Agile Marketing?
So I started Agile Media after sort of a progression of worked in the wireless industry for T-Mobile, little plug for T-Mobile. still with them through the thick and thin and worked myself through college full-time.
Yep.
Full-time work, full-time school. Not saying that to brag. I know everybody has a different,
right.
You know, path.
Path, sure.
But I always wanted to, you know, take care of things my own way.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine that worked at T-Mobile and transitioning to GoDaddy.
Okay.
Everybody knows that local company and they're
yep.
a great company. Was there in a business development role, promoted a few times, really enjoyed it, you know, learned about the Internet of Things. I know that's kind of a buzzword, but there's a lot of truth to that.
Yep.
And ended up moving into a business development role with a company called Reach Local, which is since been purchased by Gannett probably 2 years ago or so. They were a private company at the time. It was an exciting time to be there. And I learned a lot about internet marketing. My passion is for working with small, medium-sized businesses because my father is a small business owner,
yes,
a tradesman.
That's great. And you
related.
Grew up in kind of that family of entrepreneurship.
I did.
And so that was
I did. It actually, nothing against my prior employers, rather. You always, you know, have to be groomed and ready. It's all
Absolutely.
About timing. But it was always kind of burning inside me that I wanted to run my own business.
Yep.
And I knew that I wanted to help small, medium-sized businesses because that was, you know, kind of my origins.
Sure, sure.
So that's what led me to internet marketing was always a passion.
Yep.
And it became kind of more passionate about it when I worked at Reach Local. But, you know, you learn, can
learn
I do this?
Yes.
You know, all the same things I'm sure you're going to ask Brad about that kind of stuff as well. But confidence and you know, faith in God and mentors and folks that, you know, I surround myself with that encourage me. So that I made the leap.
Yeah. And how was that leap?
It is scary.
Yeah.
Everybody says that it's not scary. I mean, God bless them.
All right.
You know, again, I mentor with some great folks that are so instrumental in my life. I won't say I'm successful. I appreciate it if someone else views me that way, but always a work in progress. But
absolutely.
But no, they were very integral in me making that decision. But yeah. Once I realized I was just doing some secondary and tertiary things that I didn't do as an employee, they became, you know, rote. They became part of my process. And,
right.
You know, there's everybody has parts of their business that they don't think are the most fun.
Yeah.
But I do it because I want to get the job done.
pretty much all of it.
Love my family and, you know, all the same reasons why. This is a great country, obviously, free enterprise.
So yes, yes.
Wanted to take advantage of that.
Good for you. So now how many years has it been?
Almost four.
Almost four, okay.
I think we'll be four in, or actually about around October 15th or so.
Okay, great. And so Agile Media, what exactly do you cover? Because I know it's media, marketing, and you hear all these buzzwords. So what is your specific niche then?
Specifically, we are a digital marketing agency that handles lead generation.
Okay.
So I don't do social media.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the opportunity to talk about that later, there's some folks I recommend in our market. There's also folks on a national level that their core competency mm-hmm. is social media, and I understand the value of it.
Yep.
But we are, for all intents and purposes, Google.
Got it.
You know, centric in terms of paid search advertising
mm-hmm.
and also in organic search advertising or so SEO, then, which is, I always joke that I'm in buzzwords.
Right.
You know, SEM, SEO, right. What does it all mean?
Yeah, everything's an acronym and everything, is a buzzword mm-hmm. now.
You know, make the phone ring. You know, it kind of sounds a little cliche, but
yes.
Small, medium-sized businesses need leads every day.
Yep.
The genesis of Agile Media was, and the whole name being Agile, even though I know it's a J, it's got to be unique, was that we're nimble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on being laser focused on customizing a strategy for each individual business's, I don't want to say strengths and weaknesses, but their uniqueness.
Yes.
And what their specific goals are online. Obviously, over the years I have evolved. There's only so much bandwidth.
Right.
I know I'm not a great fit for every client and vice versa, but we do pride ourselves on putting together a tailor-made plan and something that's not one size fits all.
And so if a company was already using a marketing firm or a company that perhaps focused on their social media and those sorts of things, would they then also work with you, or is this?
Absolutely, there is potential for that.
Okay.
A big part of what we do is auditing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do a lot of cold calling, nothing against that. I've done that in my life and I respect, take pride in what you do.
Right.
Right. I get cold call, you know, what do you call it? Not spammers, but you know, I'm nice to them still.
Yeah.
Got to remember your roots. But we audit professionally and we give a very objective, consultative view. And we'll say, hey, there are some things that your current vendor are doing correctly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel things are performing?
Sure.
Right. And we ask a lot of questions and there may be some compartmentalized pieces that we could absorb, if you will. But I truly never try to drive a wedge in between the relationship between the current vendor and
see if there's a way to perhaps partner or
correct. Absolutely. Awesome. You know, inter-collaborate with the other company.
Absolutely. And I know for a lot of small businesses, it's always, you know, what can I do? How much? I was literally speaking with a friend yesterday who owns a technology company about exactly this topic. And he was saying, you know, I'm not looking necessarily to rebrand and all of these things. Oftentimes it becomes this big, wait, you need a new logo. Wait, you need a new brand. He said, that's not really what I need. I need just more inbound leads. I need, you know, something like that. So that's more of your focus then, correct? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a lot of overlap in branding and corporate feel, right? Obviously, a website is a cornerstone of a small, medium, any business.
Yeah.
Apple, right?
Yep.
Cornerstone of their business. Obviously, I'm not a web developer. We certainly have strategic partners that I trust that we've worked with and vetted out over the years. And that is again, a super critical part of their business. So you're going to learn a lot about all the parallels and all the overlaps.
Sure.
And I'm going to be making recommendations on how to make sure that they can maximize their ROI and make sure their foundation is correct. But as you put it, yes, a technology company that wants inbound leads is a perfect candidate for what we do.
Great, great. And now in terms of all that you do, you started this obviously for a purpose. You are born entrepreneur. That's kind of where you grew up. What is it that you love the most? Where's the passion behind it? Because I know you love internet marketing and media and those things, but
you still have to have a life, right?
Yeah.
No, that's an awesome question. My passion lies in, and I've actually had a lot of both introspective, you know, conversations with myself as well as other folks recently about this. And it's moving the needle. I love being, I'm not a huge reports data. You need all of that, right?
Sure.
But I guess my passion, I know my passion lies in when my customer calls me, texts me, sends me screenshots. We grew 38% this year. We grew 52% this year. Whether they promote me on social media or if it's a private text, sometimes I get profanity riddled texts, whatever. That's their lingo. You're effing killing it. You know, my wife, you know, if you talk to my wife, she jokes around that I'm on all the time. I work too much. I don't know. It's in my DNA.
But you love that.
But yeah.
You love it. You
know, agile media is being, you know, making incremental changes, being progressive, looking at the data. How can we get better? If we got a 4X return on investment, can we get 5?
Yeah.
If 4.5 is the best we're going to be able to do, you know, and you asked balancing life, business, family, that's probably still a work in progress for me. Knowing when to shut the computer off.
Right.
And saying, okay, that we've done absolutely everything in our control.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the passion definitely lies in helping these folks grow their businesses.
Yeah.
And nothing against the big box media companies, the Gannets and such, but sometimes they won't even look at this type of customer unless they have a certain appropriated budget per month.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we can still help them.
Right. Well, and oftentimes small or new business, you know, has small budget and, you know, they need a home too. So
pride ourselves on scaling them and helping demonstrate substantive, you know, growth.
Right.
And I have had clients spend 3, 4, 5 times, you know, what they initially started with over a span of 2 years. And it's not about, obviously, who doesn't like to make money if you're a capitalist, but I think I put this in my little brief that I sent you guys earlier. Their success is our success, truly.
Right.
We want to be a value add.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, did you have a mentor in the industry that really took you under their wing in terms of starting your business?
I think anybody's successful. I'm certainly not a guru. You know, the Gary Vaynerchuks and Grant Cardones and all the folks out there that have become very successful. You know, I had multiple mentors in my life. If any of them are listening, definitely want to thank them all. I have current mentors, past mentors that I don't speak with as much, whether it's health challenges or no longer with us. But no, I mean, if you don't have a mentor out there in this world, find somebody that has achieved what you want to achieve. It doesn't have to be your exact profession either.
Yep.
Whether just, you know, I can't stand when I hear like business ethics and ethics. Ethics, right?
Yeah.
Do it right.
Yeah.
Do it on time. Say what you're going to do. Do what you're going to say.
Yep.
But yeah, and I still have a trusted network that I rely on quite a bit. And I definitely believe in paying it forward. And I hope to believe that I have some folks that rely on me for that.
That's fantastic. I love the heart that you come with.
So thank you.
That's fantastic. And now you said, I know obviously moving the needle in business is where the passion lies.
Forward, I should say.
There you go. Moving it forward.
That's fine.
That's good. That's good. We'll make sure we interject that. Moving the needle forward. Outside of work and business, what else is it that pulls you, that keeps you up early or gets you up early, keeps you up
late? You know, family is a huge part of my life.
Something you particularly as you love to do?
Love to travel.
What was that, Brad?
Whatever.
Family, schmamily.
My kids are at a really fun age. I don't know if I'm the one to impart wisdom out there, but I have to say a friend of mine about a year ago, I was frustrated with, you know, I work from home sometimes. Yeah. I have a partner that we have an office in Scottsdale. Sometimes they kind of barge in,
right?
You know, and I found myself kind of shushing them and pushing them away. And my wife and I went on a 10-year small reunion. We're going to hopefully Hawaii soon for a larger one. But last year we went to the U.S. Open in New York, and my wife and I in a hotel room in Manhattan, lame on our alarm.com app, like looking at our children, what are they up to?
Right.
And I just missed the heck out of them. Yeah. So I've really tried to focus this year on making sure I'm present.
Yeah.
For them.
Nice.
It's easy to get caught up in, you know, especially when you're as passionate about getting results as I am.
Absolutely.
6, 7, 8 o'clock, you're still working and say, okay, I don't want to cheat myself or my children with, I'm not going to get this time back. They're going to be 12 soon.
Yes.
So traveling with them, doing fun stuff on the weekends. We go to a lot of birthday parties are at that age.
Right.
And we go to Minnesota, where my wife's from. Minnesota.
Yeah, you got to say it correctly.
New York. But and we're looking into maybe some international travel soon. But,
great. You know, yeah, just, getting to that age when you can do that. So
absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, it's nice to see the family and see the roots and all mm-hmm. of that, and then also spread the wings and, yeah, see everything else.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. And now you, Mr. Klein, also the dad and also the entrepreneur. How did it all start for you? Because everybody, as you know, wants to be a debt collector. So tell us how this happened.
Who doesn't want to be a debt collector?
Right.
I mean, it is right up there with police officers, doctors, lawyers, debt collector.
I remember my daughter saying that at four.
Absolutely.
Big dream.
That's
my son. My son is, yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's always
good.
The top of the list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Princess debt collector, firefighter. I think, it was right there.
It's right there. Yeah. I remember the guy coming to school when I was about 5 years old, and he was a debt collector. So, yeah, I want to be just like that.
Yes. I figure there's a good backstory. So tell us how you got there.
You know what? It is lame. it's lame. I was another fantastic profession, or in another fantastic profession before I became a debt collector. I was a used car dealer.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, from one to the next.
That's right. The economy changed and things were good, but I was never going to make the kind of money that I wanted to make.
Right.
My wife had the idea to start a collection agency.
And where did she get that? Like where?
Her closest friend, she's from Utah.
Yeah.
Her closest friend in Utah had an agency, was super successful with it, so much so that she vacationed all the time, came back from one of those trips and came back to an empty office with a broken desk and a phone, you know, laying on the ground. Her office manager had taken over the business.
Oh, wow.
And this lady just wasn't, talk about being present.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't present.
Right.
And as a result, she lost the business.
Wow.
She didn't care. It happened at the right time in her life. So she moved to Las Vegas, started it over again, and again became super successful.
Uh-huh.
So Brandy said, hey, let's have a family. And she didn't want to be she wanted to be a full-time mom,
right,
but not a full-time employee somewhere.
Right.
So she said, well, maybe we can do this as a supplementary income. Great. I'm all for it. And so she started it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then she started it initially and then you jumped in or?
So the lame part is.
Yeah. Not lame at all. Right. Yeah. Right.
No,
that's what I was thinking.
She had way more guts than I did.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't have ever done it. And to this day, she still has more guts than I have.
Yeah.
She's no longer involved in the business. We were great partners in marriage,
uh-huh.
But we didn't work well together.
Interesting.
And so ultimately I said, hey, look, it's either you or it's me. And I don't care which way it is. I had a business still. I hadn't shut it down or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of helping her a little bit after we had our first daughter. And she said, you know what? I just want to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, great. So I shut down the car dealership and took over the agency in our spare room in a house.
Awesome.
Fast forward 17, 18 years.
Wow.
And here we are.
Here you are, paid in full.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's it.
So for you, also smaller to medium-sized businesses, is that your niche? Or who do you look to target?
Yes. So like any business that's just getting started, you kind of take whatever type of client you can get.
Right.
It's
early
revenue.
Days, yes.
Yeah. And so that was our focus. And while I still service those smaller clients, because that's who really I still see myself as being one of them.
Right.
Our niche is still a little, maybe a small-ish, mm-hmm. but not small business owner.
Sure.
It's just because it's a little easier to manage. But most collection agencies have just a handful of really large clients. I've got hundreds of fairly small clients.
Got it.
And we are way top heavy on client service mm-hmm. admin type staff because I want to support those small businesses that otherwise get lost in the big agencies.
Sure.
The same thing, Thomas, that you had.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Both have that in common for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah,
not
critical.
Not forgetting that niche. So I know you do things differently than what one might I guess, envision, or if no one's, if anyone listening has worked with a debt collection agency, obviously there's different models and styles, but I know you approach things a little differently. So share with us what makes Paid in Full different.
Yeah. So we have certainly a reputation.
Yes.
and I would say it's unfounded.
Okay.
There are bad apples in every industry, mm-hmm. and those are the newsworthy ones.
Yes.
And those in our industry that are like that are the ones that have the YouTube videos and
they yell a lot
and all that. Yeah, that's yes. right. That's
stomp
right.
your feet, yep. yell.
That style doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We're a sophisticated society. People utilize the internet and all of those things that those other people are doing, they're breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind, they're not professional debt collectors. Mm-hmm. They're criminals.
Mm-hmm.
There's a law that applies to everything that we do, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so we abide by the law. We take a compassionate approach. We talk to the consumers and the patients that that we're collecting from exactly the same way as I'm talking to you.
That's awesome.
Try to work with them, help them solve the problem, resolve the debt, and hopefully get out from underneath whatever it is that caused them to be in the situation they're in.
Well, and I love that. And I love that about you, not only knowing you and your personality, but also the way that you've completely framed your business, being very unique in a model that isn't always envisioned in that way. So I love that that's your approach. And to your point, I mean, if we look at even the world today, and I'm getting all big and philosophical over here, but if you look at it, really, I mean, the more that we can converse and have some empathy and have some compassion and see how we can reach common ground and find a solution versus, you know, stomping our feet and, you know, raising our fists.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Totally.
Maybe we can all just get along. So
that sounds great, doesn't it?
It does. And not to say yeah, that it's, as, you know, blue skies and unicorns as that. However, I do love that approach because, again, in an industry that's not known for that, I love that that's your angle. And
yeah.
From my understanding, you see tremendous results because of that. And I think that's pretty darn cool.
It works. Yeah. Yes. Our golden clients rule. Are,
right. Yep. Right. It's true.
Our
it's
clients
very, very
are happy
calling them and making threats. And
exactly. Exactly.
I don't think they would receive it too well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We want to protect the reputation of our clients, and we can't do that if we're a representation of them. And
sure.
So if we're out, you know, abusing people, swearing at them,
right.
you know, all that stuff.
It's not, and it's not in alignment with who you are, or what your brand is. So
nope, yeah. definitely not.
Absolutely.
Definitely not.
And so is there a certain vertical of business that you then target, or will you, is it really any category?
You know, we do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do much in the individual residential landlord tenant space.
Okay.
We do a little bit, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take investors that have 30 homes.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
We do some financial services recovery, you know, auto deficiency.
Sure.
Everything from a six-figure commercial landlord-tenant default
mm-hmm.
all the way down to an $85 pest control bill.
Wow. Wow.
And everybody
I
in between.
I paid that.
What's that?
He said, I paid that. Paid Dang that. It. Darn it. I knew it. I knew that one would catch
sure
up with
you
me.
Did.
Yeah. Heard that one before.
I'm going to blame my wife, Alicia.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on her, please. So for you, and I know that you said you had a friend that was very successful in this industry. Was she really the one that kind of held your hand through this process? Or how did you learn this? Or did you have a mentor?
Dumb luck. It really was, because she was in Las Vegas and
right.
her business was all commercial collections.
Okay.
And that's what we started off doing. But I was a used car dealer, as I said, and
uh-huh.
I was on a flight to Las Vegas to buy cars. And I sat next to a guy that was using the same crappy software we were using,
uh-huh.
and he needed help.
Uh-huh.
So we started doing all of his billing. Well, he was in the consumer market. His service was all consumer based.
Okay.
So now all of a sudden we change our direction from commercial to consumer. And once you have one consumer, you might as well do more.
Sure.
Connie knew nothing about the consumer collection world. So she wasn't much help there at all.
Got it.
And I immersed myself in the education process, found a couple of mentors.
Yes.
Our local trade association is a local unit of the
yeah.
national.
And you're highly involved in that.
I am.
Yeah.
Yep. I am and have been since, well, really since almost the start.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got personally involved in and serving in 2006, I believe.
So you actually know something about what you do. I love it.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a smidge. My gosh, two intelligent gentlemen that know their field of work. I love it.
Yeah.
No, that's
great. Still learning every day.
There you go.
Still learning.
There you go. Yep. And so for both of you, what do you think was the biggest challenge that you had to overcome as entrepreneurs and starting businesses, really from the ground up?
Wow. Biggest challenge. I'd say doing it right.
Yeah.
Following the law. We made a lot of mistakes early on.
Because you're used to being just a felon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's definitely.
Doing things legally, Jody. That was my biggest challenge. Yeah. Being ethical, moral, legal.
No, you know what? I've always believed in doing things right. And I think, Thomas, you said the same thing. I underpromise and try to overdeliver. I treat people right. But we're in a highly regulated industry that I knew nothing about. So, and neither did my wife. Mm-hmm. She was in sales. So knew squat about the laws that govern what we do, made a lot of mistakes and got very fortunate that we didn't end up on the wrong side.
Sure.
And then the education started and now I'm sure we still make mistakes every day, but we really strive to do it right.
Right. Right. That's awesome. How about you, Thomas?
So very similar.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of governing bodies on internet marketing.
Right.
Which is a slippery slope because you can be influenced to take a different path.
Yeah.
But, you know, similarly to Brad, doing it right, caring.
Yep.
I know that sounds like Gary Vaynerchuk put a content is innumerable how many things he puts out, but he had put something out recently about love your clients.
Yes.
Or just love in general.
Yep.
And some people think that sounds, you know, too warm and fuzzy and I'll just cold call and I'll get enough volume. And, you know, we took the Jerry Maguire approach.
Yeah.
And I wanted to prove to people that I'm not a one size fits all solution. Mm-hmm. We actually care.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's no laws per se. There's Google, you know,
right.
The 8 billion pound gorilla, Google.
Right.
So there is some, you know, guidelines you have to, there are plenty of guidelines you have to stay within, but that doesn't even matter.
Right.
You know, you can trick the search engines. You can do things that are short lived.
Right.
But if you have, you mentioned it earlier, being an extension of the companies that hire you,
mm-hmm.
We partner with them truly.
Right.
You know, so if they paid me and I worked two doors down and would I take shortcuts and risk their business?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Well, and it's interesting because I think we can all come up with examples or scenarios where we've seen like, wow, just that one bad choice, you know, that you know, the shiny object, the big dollar sign, something that's alluring to make that wrong choice in business. And it's always such a shame because, wow, what could have been had you just, you know, follow the rules and the laws. So
there's a slow down to speed up approach. I'm sure you've seen that, Brad, with your success.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, build something sustainable.
Not always easy, but worth it.
You know, thinking about that on the way down here, if we were going to cover that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like search engine in general is common sense.
Sure.
But chess is simple to understand. They say it takes a lifetime to master it, right?
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
nuance.
Yes.
You know, and there's things above board and below board and things that are quick, but again, short-lived and there are things that are, you know, taking the marathon approach.
Absolutely.
You build your brand, it's not going to happen overnight.
Yep.
Build all your web presence, it's not going to happen overnight.
So true. It's such a valid point for so many facets of business too, of just recognizing mm-hmm. that and abiding by it as well. So, well, part of the Leadership Lowdown, if you're not familiar, I have a series of questions that I'd love to ask. Brad's eyes just got really big. Like, wait, where are we going here?
Wait, I'm out.
Hey, I gotta go.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So these questions originally originated from a French talk show. And they are meant to be just very impromptu, very fun. I love them because I think it really shines light on who you are. And for a lot of the folks that listen, and if I hope that some of them are like us, many of them are like us, where I don't know, I love to do business with and connect with people that are like-minded and see the world as a place where we can all, you know, lock arms and cross the finish line together. And so this is just to have some fun and to kind of shed a light into who you are. So we can make it somewhat lightning round-ish, but feel free to embellish on your answers as much as you would like. So you guys ready?
I believe so.
Okay, so I'll ask each of you and you can answer in whatever order you'd care for. So what is your favorite word?
Service.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. That's good.
Serving the client, serving the customer, serving my family.
Yeah. In gosh, almost 2 years of the Leadership Lowdown. That's, I think, the first time we've had that word. I like that one.
How lame. Let me come up with something better then.
No, it's completely unique. I love unique
answers. I can't top that. I was...
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something along those same lines, but in integrity.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good word.
For sure.
Good word. So, opposite of that, what's your least favorite word?
Scam.
Yeah. That is good. Failure.
Just makes you cringe.
Failure. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. What turns you each on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
That's not a one-word answer, is it?
No, it doesn't need to be a word by any means. No, not one word.
I can let Brad take it, or I could... I think when I can help them identify what their goals and dreams are.
Yeah.
And I can help develop a solution,
mm-hmm.
and then even maybe hold them accountable to it,
mm-hmm.
and then see us move the needle together.
Yeah.
So we're all high-fiving.
Yeah.
I think that's what drives me.
Yeah. That's celebratory. Yeah. Because you put the plan in place and it actually came to life.
Everybody wants to, you know, leave their mark.
Yeah.
On the world.
Yeah.
I like to believe everybody would, but.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like dogs do on a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure
very
I have that right.
Well, I can't
very
carve
similar.
Things out of marble. And
yeah.
I can paint okay, but not.
Yeah. that's not the mark
maybe
you
I could leave my mark a little bit at a time without.
Why not? I said the corner when I got here.
Yeah. How about you?
You know, I'm going to go with success.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my own personal success, and but I guess it is. It's success in terms of finances, success in helping somebody through a problem, helping a client through a problem, helping my family through a problem.
Yes.
Helping somebody else, trying to act as a mentor to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Service again.
Yeah. Service, success.
Yeah. Awesome.
Gosh, what's this servant leadership thing going
on
here? Yeah.
It's such crap, too, because people don't know me as being this deep. I don't know where I'm getting this from.
This depth is frightening, Brad. Frightening, yes. I tell you. So, converse to that, what turns you off?
Negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's not like I'm on 24/7. I'm
sure.
Not. You know, I have bad days and
get
busy and
you mean you're human?
With whatever. Exactly. Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, but trying to focus on the positive is so much simpler than trying to always pick at the negative.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. How about you, Thomas?
Disingenuousness.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Yeah. Not to be negative.
Yeah.
I just can't stand when people do or say one thing and do something else.
Absolutely.
Or,
absolutely.
You know, flip-flop, vacillate. I just,
yep.
Because, you know, I know it's easier sometimes to lie small and then it turns and snowballs into something major.
Yeah.
I just rather see people hit it head on.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Just deal with it, right?
Not the kind of company I want to work with, not the kind of friends I want in my network or sphere.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There are family members that we all have to deal with. Not too many in my family, thank God, but just limit my time with them.
Yeah.
But when I see the disingenuousness and I can observe it, I just want to leave.
I don't blame you. 100% agree with that.
I got a few in my family. I'll loan you.
No.
You don't have enough.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay, so here's the big one. You guys ready? This is internet radio, so you may answer this. What is your favorite curse word? I'm counting on you, Brad Klein.
You know, there's so many. It's like George Carlin and his seven dirty words. Those are all good words. How about ass munch?
You don't hear that one every day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is very Beavis and Butthead.
They need to bring that show back.
Yeah, they do.
Don't be such
I'm going to use another word with ass. Jackass.
Yeah.
Jackass is good.
I find that comes out of my mouth more than I'd probably like to admit.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm around the children. I'm trying my best not to. What a jackass. They're being disingenuous.
Yeah.
Try it.
And Brad's over here just serving the world.
Come on, Uncle Tony. No, I'm kidding.
I love it. You guys
jackass
are great.
Jackass is good.
Yeah, that is
I'm
a good
try
one.
That.
I love that.
I say Jack Wagon if we want to go PG.
Another good one.
That is a good one. If you want to tone it down a notch, just there's tears. There's tears.
Still has impact.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it. What sound or noise do you love?
Who doesn't love a good fart? Come on. Everybody says, no, that's gross. It's disgusting.
I'm going on the way polar opposite.
No, it makes people laugh. Look,
I was thinking of rainstorm.
Right, rainstorm and farting.
Ocean waves, these flatulence.
I told you, I was shallow.
Flatulence for 500, please. I love it. I love it. Okay, so we've got farting and we have rainstorms. Interesting. So farting in a rainstorm could be.
Sure.
Sure. Absolutely.
While walking on the beach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
very romantic. Yes. Yes.
Now we've painted the complete picture.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Starting
so,
to learn who I am.
Can't wait to go to Maui again.
Yeah. Long romantic. Never mind. Yeah. We'll just leave that there. So what sound or noise do you hate? Brad, your answer could.
Could be the same,
could
huh?
be the same.
Depends on the individual.
It does.
I hate the sound of rain. Just, oh, sorry, Thomas.
You're all alone.
An island unto himself.
Yeah. Sound of something breaking.
Ooh. Just anything.
Anything. Because you know it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
breaking is not good.
Breaking.
Yes.
Car crashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something shattered.
I think I'm getting all philosophical like you, Jody.
Okay.
Sorrow.
Ooh.
Like when someone's grieving.
I'm feeling like Simon and Garfunkel's going to start.
Yeah. Don't, start, can't take that.
Yeah.
Someone lost a loved one. Or,
yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Oof. I'm not. I'm getting nauseous. But okay, go ahead.
You need more coffee?
This is getting deep. But
I think
that's
I do.
A good answer, though. I like that. What profession other than your own would you love to attempt?
Professional soccer.
You didn't say debt collecting?
No.
What?
I'm kidding. I don't know if
professional
it's
soccer.
I'm just kidding. They just make a lot of money and run around and everybody yeah. loves them.
That's me.
I love tennis. I wish I was a better tennis player. I could have maybe taken it up when I was younger and had some skill.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of
had
ifs.
Some talent for it. Make contact with the ball.
I'm okay. I can get the ball over there.
Nice. Comedian?
Yeah, I would fail at that. And remember I said I didn't want to
know.
Be,
I think we've
I don't
got
like
a
failure.
Separate show here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Brain surgeon.
Ooh, brain surgeon.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Because?
No, I don't know.
You're like, I have no
it just
idea.
It sounds rewarding.
It does.
You're going to help somebody with some catastrophic issue.
No right. pranks on that one, though. You can't prank people.
No, yeah. That's true.
Leave stuff in
that's true.
And
no,
close them back.
No. Yeah. And you'd be breaking a lot of things, but to
the
rebuild
law.
Them.
Because of yes. law thing again.
That's right.
There's some law around yep. that. Hilarious.
My daughter wants
Hippocratic
to be
oath.
A neonatal surgeon.
That's wow. very specific.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's 14?
That's rewarding. 15.
15.
But yeah, you need thing. To know, right?
Yeah.
You need to know what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, I mean, she just turned. Yep.
That's pretty specific at 15.
I don't know where she got
in
that
in Scottsdale. That's
right.
How specific
yeah, exactly.
she is.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
the corner yeah. of.
Has to be yeah. in Shea yeah. and.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
No clue where that came from.
Interesting.
We don't have any medical professionals in our lineage.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy. I don't know.
Does yeah. She does. That. You know okay. what? That probably is it because she's yeah. a. Grey's Anatomy
that looks
freak.
Easy
there
and
you
fun.
Go.
And
yeah, exactly. This seems exciting.
Yeah.
Seattle
wow.
a lot.
I'll yeah. be very curious to follow her path. That's exciting.
Yeah. So
yeah.
will I.
Yeah. So yeah. So
fortunately, she has, she's got somebody's intelligence. It's yeah. it's not mine and it's not my wife's, but she's very, very bright.
Someone don't she know bumped where it into. Came
from. Yeah.
Some point.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah. somebody somewhere along the line rubbed yeah. off on her. So what profession would you never like to attempt?
I'm not going to say debt collector.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one's going to take some thought. I'm a silver lining.
Yeah, which sounds like
half,
no
glass
fun
half
at
full,
all.
Guys. So I'm trying to think about what
yep,
I
yep.
really...
Yep, got to go there.
I'd say family law attorney.
Oh, okay.
I work with a few and...
That would yeah. suck.
They deal with some
yep.
crazy stuff that yeah. they have to let not affect them.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody is always on the losing end on that deal.
Yep.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
So yours is family law attorney as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
That was his first
daily
answer.
Daily double.
Yeah. 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 What would you
it's
say?
A great profession for anybody listening. I
just not one that you choose. Just, that's okay.
Yeah,
just
kidding. It's got to be so hard.
Yeah.
You know, I would not want to be in the military.
Oh,
I
okay.
totally admire those that are, uh-huh. I don't have the guts.
Yeah.
So that just scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And so it's not from a lack of admiration. I just couldn't do it.
Right. But you know,
couldn't do
we
it.
All need we need the military. We need surgeons. We need debt collectors. We need media people, you know, and marketing folks.
We just don't need disingenuousness.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. So we got to appreciate all the different roles and nothing wrong with knowing what you don't want.
Seemed like it fit.
Yes. And to wrap up the fun questions, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You're in.
Holy crap, you made it. Way to go, Klein.
You're a good man.
Aw, I like it. Not followed by Charlie Brown, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I could do worse. He's good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thomas is way deeper than I am.
I know. Yeah. I know. We've got Funny Man Klein over here, and then we've got some good, solid, in-depth thinking.
I tried to inject humor as well as depth.
You guys are great.
No, I'm just shallow.
You guys are great.
It doesn't mean I don't like fart jokes.
Yeah.
Wedding crashers, you know. Come
we
on.
Need it all. Again, we need it all. The plethora, the drama, the comedy. Yeah. So for each of you, if our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to connect with you or contact you?
Yell. Just yell for me.
Loudly. Yell loudly.
Mm-hmm. Wherever you're at, wherever you are, I'll be nearby. Yeah. Oh, that sounds creeper.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds a little creepy.
Is it I don't know. LinkedIn, I'm old school phone.
Phone? Okay.
You know, my mobile phone is connected to me more than it needs to be. LinkedIn, Facebook, obviously, if someone emails me through
and
my
it's
website.
Agile, A-J-I-L-E, which is kind of fun.
It is. Lyft has a Y, you know?
Yeah, you got to mix it up. Got to get crazy with your bad self.
I joked with Brad earlier just because Agile with a G was taken.
Yeah.
Some company in Europe, Romania, I think.
Well, there you go.
So, I wasn't going to fight with them over it.
No, wasn't.
Got creative.
Nice. They can reach you that way.
Any LinkedIn method.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at.
Cool. And what's your web address?
It's www.ajilemedia.com.
Perfect. And how about you, Mr. Brad?
Probably through our website.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Which is wecollectit.com.
I like it.
Because, same as Thomas, Paid in Full was taken.
There you go.
It was a Christian rock group. I do not understand that, but it was a Christian rock group. I followed them. They renewed it. I kept following. And I missed the renewal by like a week.
Oh.
And now it's some domain squatter that wants a bazillion dollars for
How funny. So, we collect
it,
though.
I don't have a bazillion dollars.
Yes.
So wecollectit.com is our website for our Arizona clients.
Now just make sure someone doesn't try to take that one out from under you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So no hijacking.
They're watching. We collect it.
I paid 20 years, I think I paid for it.
Oh, wow.
The last time.
The maximum.
You're solid.
I didn't want to lose it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's wise.
And to wrap up, one of the things I'd love to leave our listeners with is any word of wisdom that was given to you, something that you live by or something that was shared with you that you kind of take as your own personal motto in life or business. So we'll wrap with that. What would you like to share with our listeners?
I'm going to go with just work hard.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad instilled that in me.
Yeah.
You know, he always worked hard and I saw that. And I think that's what I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the sharpest guy around. I'm not the best business operator. I just work hard.
Yep.
So,
something to be said for work ethic, my friend.
Yep.
For sure. That's great. How about you, Thomas?
I think we may have mentioned this earlier. I know Brad and I were chatting earlier. Treat people like you want to be treated.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely.
I love it.
Work hard as well.
Work hard and treat people how you want to be treated.
Right?
These are good things.
Paramount,
these are good things.
I think, just do that.
Important stuff in life and business. Good advice. Well, I thank you both so much for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
And I know our listeners certainly had a few chuckles along with some great information along the way. So thank you both for being here.
My pleasure.
And thank you all for listening. And we here at UN Improved are passionate about partnering with companies' leadership to develop their most valuable asset, which is, of course, their people. To learn more about our personal and professional development classes and trainings, visit unimproved.com or contact me at jody@unimproved.com. Thank you all for listening. It was a pleasure, and we look forward to hearing from you and talking to you soon.